Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello from the studio in Nitro, West Virginia. This is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and I want to start the episode with a couple of corrections. When I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I said in the last episode that the only game West Virginia won this season when they were down at halftime was the Georgetown game. With some help from the internet, that's inaccurate. West Virginia also down at the half against Gonzaga in the Bahamas, and West Virginia won that one in overtime. So West Virginia is actually 2-6 this season when they are outscored in the first half. West Virginia is now 12-1 this season when they're leading at the half. And guess what? After failing to get the 20 after 20 minutes the last two games, West Virginia doubled that today. They got the 40. Shout out to Joe's late three. And they led at the half by 15, and they end up winning their third true road game of the season, 63-50, break the three-game losing streak. And that leads to my second correction. I've been leaning on this whole look at Cincinnati. That's a good team, and they're getting losses in conference play. But that's a good team. And I may have to eat these words when Cincinnati comes to Morgantown later this season. Just based on this game, especially that first half, did Cincinnati look like a good team? Maybe Cincinnati was a bad example of the team to hold up of good team, bad results in conference. I mean, Wes Miller, he had to burn two timeouts in the first half, break out some smelling salts. Don't quote me on that. I mean, very little life from Cincinnati in the first half. The home crowd booing at various points, booing vigorously throughout the game. Take solace in this, any Cincinnati fans that are listening. At least you're not Dallas Mavericks. Maybe you are. You don't have a team in Cincinnati. If you're a Cincinnati Bearcat fan and a Dallas Mavericks fan, I'm terribly sorry. I'm going to sleep well tonight. You are not. I mean, that Luka trade, is it good for your team if you're a fan of a team where a trade... the trade news that's on the internet, people think it's a hoax. Does that mean that that's good for your team? I mean, as long as I've been alive, the Lakers get the best players, and they've done it again. And this is not an NBA podcast, but that was really crazy. Not as crazy as West Virginia breaking their three-game losing streak. I mean, back to Cincinnati, Dan Skillings, who killed West Virginia last season in all three games, looked like a shell of himself. And Wes Miller was having to do the classic Bob Huggins, it's on me, I take full responsibility, I get why you're disappointed, I'm disappointed. He was doing that thing in the post game. One of the Cincinnati media people ask, do you think you're still the right guy for this job? Not a great question to get midway through the Big 12 schedule or anytime. That escalated quickly. So I got a stat wrong and apparently was dead wrong. It's way worse in Cincinnati than what I thought. I'm not going to lose sleep over that either. West Virginia needed a win. Thank you, Cincinnati, for doing your part. That's not good for Wes Miller. And West Virginia got back to winning. And I talked in the last episode about need a good first half. This game started 6-6. It felt like the first game of the season. That felt like 6-6 is not groundbreaking. But when you're down 8-0 to Houston, when you're down 19-2 at Kansas State, when you're down 10-2 at home against Arizona State, 6-6 is great. And West Virginia got stops early. Javon Small, wait, pause. 6 different Mountaineers had a steal today. 4 Mountaineers had a block today, at least one. Cincinnati was held to 31% from the field. Don't get me wrong, Cincinnati has been struggling on offense all season. But West Virginia, they played good defense against a bad offense for most of the game. It got tricky in the last 5 minutes of the game. But for the first 25 minutes, first 35 minutes of the game, West Virginia played really good defense. Javon Small, as part of that start, he made his first three, unguarded, open three. Then he made a contested step back. So he makes his first two. He was well on his way to a good game, 19 points, 9 assists. After the game, talked about how Fifth Third Arena is one of his favorite gyms. Did not know that. Would have been good to know. I could have done research, I guess. But he said it. Now I'm looking at his stats. Last, when he was a sophomore, he scored 23 in the building. He played for Oklahoma State last season, scored 19 in the building. And today he had 19. So good to know. First and last time he's playing at Fifth Third Arena as a Mountaineer. But He likes the court. He likes the arena. It's one of his favorites. Good to know. Glad it was. And the other thing I was talking about last game, very obvious things, not a mistake here. West Virginia needs someone besides Javon to score the basketball. And that happened today. And it came from a guy who's done it before this year, Joe Yesufu. From the clouds, did not miss the day. Made all 4 of his threes. Big floater when Cincinnati, they cut a West Virginia 22-point lead to 11 with under 2 minutes left. And he got the last bucket of the game for West Virginia to kind of ice it. Joe Yesufu, X Factor. 5 Big 12 wins for West Virginia. Joe's averaged 9 points a game. 5 Big 12 losses. He's averaged a little over 2 points a game. So not to say if Joe's scoring, West Virginia is going to win in the Big 12. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. The stats are saying if Joe gives us anything in a Big 12 game, then that bodes well for the Mountaineers. So shout out to Yesufu. Perfect game from the field. Amani, 11 rebounds a day with his 8 points. Jonathan Powell had his biggest defensive highlight of the season today. West Virginia missed a good opportunity. Cincinnati's going in transition. And Jonathan Powell saw the pass coming, got a few steps on it, stole the ball, went coast to coast, dunked it. He also hit an early three. And Powell gave his contributions. Toby Okadie, when he was in the game and not injured, solid on both sides of the floor. And the refs, shout out to the refs, missing an over a back call late when Cincinnati was down 11. They could have got the ball back, try to cut the lead to single digits. Thank you, refs, for missing that. And, you know, every time West Virginia has won a Big 12 game, or just in general, you start with Small. That's pretty much been the breakdown, but you talk about a bunch of guys who make contributions as role players in a win. That's been the formula. Javon can't do it himself. That happened again today. Plus, I appreciate a little thing like breaking out the retro jerseys again. The last time they won, they were in those jerseys. You're looking for anything to break the momentum of losing. Throw on jerseys that everybody had a good feeling in when West Virginia beat Iowa State. Can they wear those the rest of the season? Might be a little difficult against BYU. Those blues were versus the BYU blues. We can figure it out. Maybe they don't have to wear those the rest of the season. But whatever you got to do, don't stop at just the scout and different ways you got to play and different emphasis on the court. Just break out some different jerseys. Do whatever to try to get back to winning, and West Virginia did that today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so we're halfway through the Big 12 schedule. West Virginia is the only Big 12 team that's even. They're at 500, 5 wins, 5 losses. That's good for sole possession of 8th place in the 16-team Big 12. So that means West Virginia, top half Big 12 team with that win today. No, it doesn't get them back in the top 25, but it does help them right the ship. It does help the NCAA tournament resume. This is a quad one win. Shout out to the net. Quad one wins are good. You don't have to know anything about how they come up with the net rankings. But if you win a quad one game, that's good. And the last time I checked the bracket matrix, West Virginia had dropped to a 9 seed. Might jump back up to an 8 after today. But West Virginia's got to find in these last 10 games performances like today, where it's not pretty. That second half was not pretty, but get started well and hold on. We've seen that game a few times this season. They need to do that a few more times to get to the postseason. Random thoughts for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Can we talk about the United Bank playbook? You're familiar with the United Bank playbook. It's something quick on X, the Everything app. I'm assuming it's on Facebook too. Tony Caridi talks with the football coach, the basketball coach, preview of the upcoming opponent. Obviously a sponsored quick interview. It's got some highlights mixed in it. And these aren't supposed to be long things. 2 to 3 minutes, sometimes under 2 minutes. Coach DeVries is on pace to try to have, and I know I'm not the only one that keeps track of this, the shortest United Bank playbook of all time. His intro, like the day he had his press conference that he got hired, they did a playbook, and that was a whopping 3 minutes and 32 seconds. When Josh Eiler got the interim job, that playbook was like 7 minutes. 3.5, all right? And he's done 6 playbooks since the Mercyhurst game. And the times have been 1:22, 1:48, 1:28. 1.5 minutes. The K-State preview was a long one, to a 1:59. The Cincinnati United Bank playbook was 1:15. Short answers. Tony Caridi has to do the intro. He does the outro. So all that's baked in to 75 seconds. And Coach DeBreeze, I would argue, as you know, real G's move in silence like lasagna. He's a man who's all about efficiency. I think this is on his radar too. How can I do a United Bank playbook in under a minute? All he's got to shave now in 16 seconds. 16 seconds he's got to shave. And Tony's got to say welcome to the, he's got to do the sponsorship. So he's got to do an intro, name the sponsor, here with Coach Darren DeBreeze, say, you know, and an intro to his first question. Tony's got to ask like three questions. Coach DeBreeze has got to answer those three questions. And then Tony's got to wrap it up saying when the next game is, this is your, do another sponsor shout out. Can they do that in under a minute? I don't know how many are left this year. 10 games left. It's going to be like almost like a Bill Belichick thing. But if any man can do it, I think it's Coach Darren DeVries. I'll keep you posted on if he's able to beat the minute record. It'll be the United Bank playbook to end all United Bank playbooks. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. The next game for WVU is Wednesday, 8 p.m., ESPN Plus. West Virginia makes their second trip of the season to the Lone Star State. This time, they play in Fort Worth against the TCU Horned Frogs. It's been a while since West Virginia has won in Fort Worth. The last time that they did win, Nate Adrian was a senior. So it's been a while. Coach DeVreeze, it's been a while since he's won at TCU because I don't think he's been a head coach playing or coaching against TCU in Fort Worth. So this is his first experience playing on that court, that lizard skin, frog skin court. And I'm sure he's going to prepare the guys for it. This shouldn't stick on him. A lot of firsts this season. This can be a first in a while opportunity getting out of Fort Worth with a win. TCU, they're around 500 for the season, losing record in the Big 12. I'll ask you, can you name one TCU player? I'll wait. If you're talking into your speaker, then shout out to you. And if you're just saying a previous TCU Horned Frog, that's, you still get credit for that. I'm talking about this year's team. They have transfers from Old Dominion, Arizona State, Green Bay, UNC Wilmington, Wyoming. There's a dude that was on the team last year, and five freshmen. So similar to West Virginia, a bunch of new guys. They actually have some production coming back, but I don't know any of them. The guy that was a TCU guy last year, don't remember him. No offense to that guy. They're bad at looking at the stats. They're bad at shooting twos. They're bad at shooting threes. They're bad at shooting free throws. Really struggle on offense. They're worse statistically in the KenPom computer than Cincinnati. And we watched Cincinnati today. But so all that's true is that I can't name one player that plays for them and their offensive stats are terrible. The flip side is they've got that goofy court. I don't know what powers it holds. It is unique in what I would argue a bad way. When Nate Adrian and the third year of Press Virginia, when they won, I don't know if it was a frog skin court yet or not. It might not have been. I can't remember the last time West Virginia left with a win on that court. So there's something going on there. Also, this TCU team, they beat Baylor in Waco, a Baylor team that was down 20-plus against Kansas in the second half, scored 60 in the second half to beat Kansas. They beat that Baylor. They beat a good BYU team. They have that goofy court. They're really good at defense. So this is a second game in a row where West Virginia is playing a team like them, struggling on offense, really good at defense. TCU took care of business today versus Colorado. They did it on that goofy court. Colorado couldn't figure it out. They're still over in the Big 12. So can, this is the time on paper for West Virginia to leave Fort Worth with a win. The problem is that court. Can't explain it. That's not a stat you can pull. It doesn't rationally make sense. I mean, I guess you could say it's a road game. Road games are always difficult. Coach DeVries has three of them in conference, including at Allen Fieldhouse. I don't care if Kansas loses out. That's an awesome win. But to win two games and to win two games on the road back-to-back, that's impressive. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult. West Virginia might, I think they're going to be a slight underdog in this game. But can they get momentum and win another one on the road? It will not be easy. And some of it probably has to do with Jamie Dixon and the players that I can't name. But I am saying the biggest part of the difficulty is they play on that court. But for whatever reason, for Mountaineer players, that's a challenge. We'll see what happens. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, YouTube. Until next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2024-2025 season. They have 14 wins and they have 7 losses.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.